Morning.
It is Friday, thank fucking God. February the 5th, 2016. And it's about, holy shit, 4:30 in the morning. Why? Why is it 4:30? I don't know. I'll give you a quick mortgage update. As some of you may or may not know, I've been helping out a friend with a co-signing type situation, and according to the bankers, it's very, very soon. It's just a few more documents, a few more things that have to be signed and clicked, and just a few more pieces of rebar, and we'll be there. And I don't think I can take any more rebar in the nether regions, but the bankers assure me it's only a few more pieces of rebar. So let's see what we'll see. We are about a week away, you know, about a week away from Valentine's Day. And that is why I'm podcasting this morning, because in the last week or so, there have been a lot of these commercials on the local, you know, radio on the way to work. It's about the only way I get exposed to fucking commercials now. I don't have cable television, just cable internet, and I usually do a good job of, you know, muting or skipping the fucking commercials on YouTube. So for the most part, I avoid fucking commercials, and that's actually something that brings great pleasure to my life. But on the way to work, I'll listen to music, and inadvertently I'll hear fucking commercials. And a lot of the fucking commercials in the last week or so have been about, you know, jewelry. You know, getting your wife jewelry, getting your significant other jewelry. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get in any type of issues of naive sexuality as far as, like, the whole, is it about, you know, heterosexual relationship bullshit. I don't give a fuck. I think that heterosexual and homosexual people probably get suckered into the same bullshit. But anyways, these commercials are on. And you know, they go like this. And they're very much about, you know, and I don't know what the right word for this is, but it's kind of like a form of psychological pressure, you know, or coercion, or, you know, blackmail. But it's basically akin to, if you really love someone, you're going to get them some jewelry. If you really love someone, you'll get them that ring or that necklace or something special. In fact, one of these advertisements basically said, you know, we even have items as low as $300. And I was thinking, do you realize how many Americans don't even have, you know, $100 in their fucking bank account right now, let alone $300 to buy that really cheap item for the one they love? So this whole emotional blackmail bullshit that these fucking commercials talk about, the whole fucking, you know, I might get my wife hockey tickets. So some fucking dude says, I have your wife on the line. And it's like, oh, honey, don't get me hockey tickets. You're a scumbag. And it's like, well, what if the hockey tickets are like $50 and the fucking gold shit is like $300? And the worst part about this is that the same motherfuckers who tell us we should buy the fucking gold and the fucking silver and the fucking jewelry are the same assholes, or virtually the same assholes, who also believe the current contemporary economic meme. And that includes the whole, why the fuck would anybody buy physical silver and gold as money? Why would they do that? Why would they, instead of putting money in your savings account, why would you put money in the form of physical silver? These same fuckers will say, oh, you're a crazy person. Why would you be so fucking crazy as to not trust banks? But at the same time, they're saying, but, it's okay to buy that silver and gold, to spend way too much money on it, because it's Valentine's Day. And if you really love that person, that that guy, that girl, if you really care, you're going to spend a lot of money. I got to tell you guys something. It's okay not to have a relationship on Valentine's Day. It's okay to be single. It's okay to be in love. I think love is wonderful. It's okay to be in love. It's also okay to be alone. It's okay to not have a man or a woman in your life. In fact, sometimes I think it might even be better than okay. But the bottom line is that you shouldn't feel guilty one way or the other. And in some ways, Valentine's Day, beyond its kind of bullshit origins vis-a-vis the Catholic Church and its own behaviors, Valentine's Day is kind of a bogus fucking holiday. And it really does amount to a holiday where if you're single and you don't have somebody, you're basically made to feel kind of fucking guilty about it. You know? It's bullshit. So, and for those of you in relationships, for those of you asking yourself, how do I measure my love? Well, don't fucking measure it. The first step to knowing what love is to know that people are more important than things. And I'll say that again, because these fucking jewelry commercials don't fucking get it. The first lesson of love, at least with respect to humans, is people are more important than things. That's the point of Valentine's Day. Well, it's not really the point of Valentine's Day, but that's the point of what it should be about. The people are more important than things. So actually going with someone to a hockey game is probably more fucking important than giving them some earrings or taking someone out to dinner, something you can afford, or going for a walk. There are things you can do that are more valuable, more important than buying some stupid fucking shit, buying a fucking ring or a fucking earring or spending money you don't have. For many, many years, I would write poems, and I don't know if they were very good, maybe they were shitty, but I would write poems to my ex on Valentine's Day. And I would also buy gifts, but it was like, you know, I don't know. I guess I never really felt the need to treat a particular day as the day. Like, I kind of thought if you cared for somebody, there wasn't a day of the year you were kind or generous or decent. Probably you were that way all the time, or you weren't probably that way at all. And saying that, well, once a year you can pretend to love somebody, you know what, guys and gals, if you're fucking setting aside one day a year to pretend you love the person you're with, then you probably don't really love that person. So for Valentine's Day, don't worry so much about buying a fucking golden ring, golden earrings. Fuck it. Don't worry if you're single. If you don't have anyone to buy shit for, well, that's just sauce for the goose. That's just extra good news. Don't get suckered into this fucking emotional blackmail about, oh, if you don't do this, you don't really love somebody. You know, all I can say is if you don't focus on what's important with respect to the person you're in a relationship with, if you're not interested in that person, if you don't want to do things with that person, but instead just give them shit, then you probably don't love that person. So my advice is buy the fucking hockey tickets, you know, go to the fucking movie. Don't get suckered into this fucking, you know, it only takes $300 to show you love somebody. What a load of horse shit. It probably doesn't take any money at all. Happy Valentine's Day.